My history is that I have six brothers and crazy. I have crazy dysfunctional alcoholism, drug. That's all. That's my history. And so growing up, anger worked well for me to protect myself. That's what I use to protect myself. Some people kind of just disappear. You know, that fight or flight thing. I just come out swinging. That would be my way of handling things. But all of it's dysfunctional. But this was my thing. So I had spent hours being scared. But when it finally came down to it, what I was inside was really mad because I'm not in touch yet of I'm scared part. I'm only in touch with I'm mad. And so what I tried to do is just not say anything past the where were you, what were you doing, past those questions. I'm not very good at expressing myself or talking when I'm mad. And it would be good for all of us to learn that's not, like even now as a leader, if I'm upset, I got an, you know, email is the lowest form of communication anyway, especially during conflict. But when I'm upset, I always will just say, I just need to talk about it tomorrow. I will not, I know myself. I know that this anger thing, I cannot express myself. And my deep feelings cannot come out when I'm angry. So I've just learned this tool of, I might have a response even through email, and I just hit save as draft. I just hit save as draft, and I look at it the next day, and like, do I still feel like this? And that particular day, in this most important relationship, I just tried to shut up. I still looked mad. I'm just saying, there's no great way to do it. I'm just not trying not to chew up this relationship. You know, I'm not trying. That's the whole priority of relationship and connection over the problem. I'm trying not to just chew her up because she's hurt me. And so I'm just trying to be quiet. And Danny just walked into it. So he was, you know, when he went across the room and sat next to her on the floor and he said, you know, what I do, if what I'm doing for a living causes you this much stress, then I am done tomorrow. Because I don't, and that's not the response she expected. She expected something different. Not because she'd always gotten something different, this was completely, she just thought she expected punishment. She expected, like, and we did reduce her life a little bit after that. Like, I took her cell phone, I cleared off the information off of it. I took her car for a few days. I mean, I felt like, who was this girl, for one? I'm like, did she lean sideways and her brain fell out that day? I had no idea. It was not like her at all. So I wanted to just make her life this big. And that's what we do, right? Is we just reduce your life down to what I can control. This is what we do as parents. And I wanted to put her in my back pocket. And but I shortly learned that she needs to go to work. She needs to have her job. She needs to be able to communicate. So we end up within 2 weeks, she had all of her stuff back, probably within a short period of time. And our priority then at that point, because we thought things were really bad, like you were missing for a day, that was really bad. And then she started spouting off things like, I don't want to be a Christian. I don't want, all my friends are Christians because you're a Christian. I'm in church because you go to church. This book, this Bible's just a book of stories to me. It means nothing.